100.3 FM, WROL, coming to you live from the great city of Boston, where the R in the alphabet is not needed, and we have the world's best Italian food. Now, that said, my name is Joe Ligotti, and of course, every single week, we have a treat here and an honored host, and that's John Paul, the car doctor. We call this little segment here Burning Rubber every Wednesday. How are you, John?
I am good, and in the spirit of full disclosure, I am part French, part Irish, Albanian, and married an Italian. So,
wow. Now, yeah. if anybody is in need of therapy, it is definitely you at Thanksgiving.
People have said that for other reasons, too.
But All right. Hey, John, by the way, we've got some stuff here that we always try to grab some stuff. But I wanted to ask you before you leave, just put this in the back of Pigeonhole 64 and what you're going to be talking about this Saturday. So we'd like to get a preview of that. We didn't do that last week. Hey, what do you think about this plant, the Chevy plant in Ohio? What is the name? Lordstown, Ohio, made its last, this afternoon, will be making the last Chevy Cruze today, and it's a very historic plant. In 1966, do you know what the first car that rolled off its assembly line was?
I do not.
The Chevy Impala.
Okay.
That was an iconic car when I was growing up.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And then about 1.9 million, this was a lot of first cars and an awful lot of great cars that had loud exhaust systems by young men in Chelsea that put them on. Chevy Vegas. You remember the Chevy Vega?
The Chevy Vega. Chevy Vega wasn't exactly Chevy's strong point. They came out with that in the fuel crisis back in 73. But it's interesting that when Mary Barra announced that they were going to close that plant because the Cruze wasn't selling, President Trump had the best response. He said, "Well, build a better Cruze." It wasn't exactly a great car either. So, that plant has built some good stuff. Like you said, the Impala, the mid-60s Impala was a great car. Chevy Vega with the aluminum engine that you couldn't keep a head gasket in it or oil in it was not a great car. And Chevy's had some hits and misses, and the Cruze was never really a strong one.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. The Chevy Vega, though, I remember at high school, like you said, the old late 1970-year Chevy Vegas. There was an awful lot of those in the high school parking lot.
Yeah. The Vega was something, Chevy made some good stuff. The Chevy Nova was a great car. The Camaro, obviously, was a good car. Those were all good. But in 1973, when there was supposedly freighters filled with oil circling the United States and not delivering it, and people had to wait in line to buy gas. I was going to school in Chelsea at the time. I had to get $2 worth of gas every other day to be able to get back and forth to school. And it was, Chevy came out with this Vega that was supposed to try to compete with the little Japanese cars, and it just was a horrible car because it was really meant to have a rotary engine in it. And they came out, and the rotary engine didn't work for GM, and they came out with this aluminum block, aluminum cylinder head engine, and it was awful.
Awful. All right. I had a maintenance problem. I actually had to go down to my mechanic today. The Escalade was making this weird noise, John, and this is God's honest truth right before I came here. It didn't sound like a grinding, but it was making noise in the passenger front wheel. It wasn't the tire, it was the wheel. All right. So my dear friend, Honest Abe, up at in Wilmington, he owns a Shell station and just a regular guy, he jumped in and we took a ride, and he rode. I looked over, and he's got his eyes closed, and he's listening. About a half a mile into the ride, I had to slow down. He says, "Okay, turn around." He says, "I'll call to see how much a wheel bearing is." Now, what am I in store for, John, and what does a wheel bearing do? Because, honestly, I need one, and he had to order it from Cadillac. So
yeah, the wheel bearing is the thing that lets the wheel spin nice and free. It used to be that it used to be way back when cars had regular wheel bearings. You'd take them out, you could grease them, but that is not the case anymore.
Right.
And now the wheel bearing in that car is a sealed piece, and it is it's just one of those things. They wear out from time to time, and
you have to put
new ones in, and in. You know, and there's front ones and there's rear ones, and in the front one, it's a whole hub and bearing assembly.
That's what he said. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you know, it's going to be expensive.
Don't say that, John.
Well, you know, I mean,
what the hell's wrong with you?
Well, it's going to, you know.
Stop stuttering and give me a number, John, please. I'm sitting down.
Give me
some Rolaids, please, Bjarski.
Yeah, you're looking at $600.
No way.
Yeah.
John, no way.
Yeah, you know, the wheel bearing itself is probably $450 an hour and a half later
to
put it in.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me?
Yeah, if he's getting it from Cadillac, you're gonna pay all the
money.
Well,
I would imagine. You know. Here's what we do. Here's how Abe works. He believes in AC Delco because they're a better part and they warranty them for life. So whether or not that's Cadillac or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he told me he was gonna. I'm actually waiting for a text now, and I asked him, tell me if he's right, because I asked him. I says, how much of an emergency and is it safe to drive for like a couple days, because again, who has time during the week? I'll go down on Saturday morning and have him do it. Well, how safe is that now to ride? And the, you know, the noise just started.
Well, if it just started, you're probably fine.
All right.
When it starts to go from rrr, rrr, to really growling and grinding, then you got a real problem.
But
if it's just growling a little bit, that's the bearing starting to get flat spots in them. You know, try to keep it under 100 on the highway, and you should.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So under 100, that's good. Yeah. And if it starts to growl more than my wife does when I leave my clothes all around, right?
Yep.
All right. No, I just didn't. In all seriousness, that popped in my head. And I said, I'm going to ask, but you really think, because I think front brakes on my car are only like $450.
Yeah, but that front hub, because it's a hub and bearing assembly, is about between $400 and $450.
I now have a headache, John.
Yeah,
how did I get that in 6.5 minutes?
I know. I'm sorry.
All right. Hey, by the way, did you see the new car? I asked David if he'd ever want to buy one. The Bugatti?
Oh, yeah.
Sold?
Yeah, I was going to buy it, but I understand that they already sold it for 14
Keep
something
going.
Million.
Keep going.
Yeah, 14.4 million.
That was the first bid.
Yep.
18.9 it sold for, so I think David beat you out.
Yeah, it could have been. I was right there. It's kind of funny. I've only seen one of the cheaper Bugatti, the one that's only like 2.3 million.
Oh, my God.
I've only seen one of those on the road once, and a friend of mine was down in Florida, down around Fort Lauderdale, and he went out to get a pizza, and a guy pulled up in one of these, left it running out in front of the pizza place. He sends me a picture of it, and he says, yeah, this guy left his Bugatti running out in front of the pizza place. I locked my rental car. So,
wow.
You know, so I guess, you know, if you got that kind of money, you don't care.
I think I'm paying David, Salem's paying David way too much. That's all I could say. I mean, he drives up, you know, I get in my parking spot with an Escalade and he drives up in a Bugatti. Life just isn't fair, along with the wheel assembly hub that's $450. I'm ready to cry now.
What I always find is a good answer when you're upset, have something to eat.
Yeah, I've tried that, John. That's what got me into the two stents. Hey, by the way, Goodyear tire. This one I found very interesting because I didn't know that. I know that there were self-driving cars, and they're a lot bigger in Europe than they are here right now.
Yeah.
Did you know that Goodyear tire is now ready to unveil a tire at the end of the year in Geneva that is not for a self-driving car? What do you think this car is going to do?
Yeah, I saw this one. It's a tire for a flying car.
How come I can never stump this guy? It's like a brother-in-law that I can never beat in an argument. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. They introduced it in Switzerland, It's called the Goodyear Aero, and right. it's going to be operated as both as a tire for driving on the road and a propeller when it's turned into a highway. And you know how they come up with something like this.
Wow.
I'm still waiting for flying cars. You know, I remember being a little kid in the barbershop reading Popular Mechanics, not reading it, probably looking at the pictures, and it said, you know, a picture of your flying car, and I'm like, well, where's the flying car? I'm still waiting for the flying car. There's a company up in Burlington, Terrafugia, that's been talking about their flying car for 10 years, and I haven't seen it fly by yet.
I'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, I remember watching this TV show, His Boy Elroy,
the Jetsons.
The Jetsons, and they had flying cars.
They had flying cars. They also had a maid that cooked dinner for you. So
the robot maid, Rosie the maid.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you went out to walk the dog, you really didn't have to because it had that little. But anyway, John, do you really think that there are going to be, you're going to actually see a lot of flying cars before it's time for us to go to the happy hunting ground?
No, I think I'm going to be long dead before we see any flying
cars. All right,
cars.
Well, I didn't want to say dead. Yeah. I mean, this is like a happy show here.
Yeah, I think what we will see, there will be a few here and there.
All right.
I've already seen one that sort of looks like a fancy four-wheeler with a parachute thing on the back that you get going and the parachute goes up and it flies around that way. The military is using them a little bit. And I've seen something that looks like a motorcycle that has two little wheels on the back and a wheel on the front. And you can get going and then you deploy this helicopter-looking blade and it takes off. And that one looks, that one looks pretty good. But you're talking, you're not talking 14, 18 million Bugatti money, but you're talking even the one that is got the parachute that turns into sort of a paraplane. That thing is still a lot of money. So.
There he is, the car doctor. Tell everyone how to get a hold of you and what time you're on. We love you. And thanks for that good news on the wheel bearings.
Yeah, sorry about that, Joe. You can always email me, jpaul@aaanortheast.com. Listen to the show every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 10. This Saturday, we'll be at Captain Parker's restaurant down in Yarmouth at the beginning of the St. Patrick's Day Parade this Saturday down on the Cape Cod St. Patrick's Day.